just 6 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here today. Just 6 minutes after 12 o'clock, and this is how we start the show out. We got Cody Tucker on the program, founder and publisher of 7220sports.com, talking all things Wyoming Cowboys, as well as the Mountain West standings at this point, which is as confusing as anything I've ever seen in my life, pretty close at least. Cody, my friend, how are you?
I'm doing great, Brady. I got to forewarn you, I got my three-month-old in my arms, and some screaming could start any second.
You know what? I love it, man. You got to get them going early on the sports talk, man. This is perfect. All right, let's bust into it, man. Big night tonight in the Mountain West Conference. I mean, every night there's going to be some kind of intrigue. We know tomorrow night's pretty big, and we're going to get into that in a moment. But Boise State, San Diego State tonight at 7 o'clock. Boy, that's huge for all of us. Wyoming fans, Rams fans, you name it, this is a big one.
Yeah, you got to think if San Diego State loses this one, you know, they're putting themselves in a really tough spot, and they'd be tied with CSU in the standings. And, of course, tomorrow night if CSU falls, they're putting themselves in a really tight spot as well. But like we talked about, Brady, you never know. With five games left, you know, a two-game, three-game lead might not be safe. And Boise State walked into Bayhaus and beat San Diego State earlier this year. San Diego State's playing really well. They rolled Fresno State a couple days ago. It's going to be a really good game up in Boise tonight.
So, obviously, I think we're all rooting for San Diego State, right? I mean, to keep this thing jumbled up, a jumbled mess, to keep the Rams, the Aztecs, the Cowboys, and the Broncos all pretty tight. So, go San Diego State, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The more madness, the better. And, you know, may the best team win out. And that's what's going to be so hard and so intriguing about these next couple of weeks is you're going to have to play some of your best basketball to get out of this thing and get the number one seed in Las Vegas.
Yeah, there's still so much to be determined at this point in time. Now, what's weird to me, Cody, is San Diego State has one less game because of the way, you know, this year we're kind of getting used to it. But how is that all going to play out when you look at the standings at the end of the day?
Yeah, great question. Not to mention, they get to avoid a trip to the Pit, which is not a very fun place to play, as Wyoming fans know all too well. So they lucked out pretty good on that one. But on the flip side, you know, the Cowboys get San Diego State. That's a makeup game, and they get them in Laramie and don't have to make the return trip to Bayhaus. So I don't know what they're going to do, to be honest. And wouldn't it just come down to that? I mean, it really would. The one game they don't reschedule, and it would come down to that.
I get that feeling. The way this conference race has gone, it's going to come down to something controversial that's going to have everybody upset except for San Diego State fans. And again, so much to tell. But this is a tight race, man. I mean, we've seen tight races before, but the play is so high level. Have you ever seen it to the magnitude that we're seeing it this year?
Oh, man. I mean, there's just so many stars. I think about this often, Brady. I mean, who's the poor sap that's going to have to come up with the first-team All-Mountain West team?
Oh, my goodness, right?
There's so many guys that deserve it, and it seems like every single Mountain West team has a 1-2, at least a 1-2 punch. And, man, the top half of this league's really good, and the middle half is scary as hell, and even the bottom half. San Jose State even got off the mat and beat New Mexico last week, so it's just, I mean, it's cliche to say, but I mean, really anything could happen at any time. New Mexico looked unbeatable against Wyoming last week. Jalen House went nuts for 30-plus, and then they turn around the next day, and David Roddy goes nuts against New Mexico and makes them look silly. So it's just, you know, you never know. You really never know.
Well, yeah, what's crazy is you just mentioned it with David Roddy against New Mexico. I mean, I do a player of the week every single week, and it was like, David is a shoe-in. This is going to be obvious. He's going to get it again. But then they go up against UNLV, and everybody really struggled for the Rams. So that's what's crazy about this conference still. And I still don't know if we know all of these teams as well as we think we do, because one night they're destroying teams like New Mexico or whatever, and then the next night they look a little rough. So that's why this tournament it feels wide open.
Yeah, and you know what? I asked Jeff Linder today about how in the world did UNLV, how would they been able to hold David Roddy to 11-13, and he basically chalked it up to a couple of off nights. I don't know if I'm buying that, but I think he I think maybe he's saving some secrets for how he hopes to shut down David Roddy tomorrow night if possible. But, yeah, you just never know, man. It's so exciting, and there's so many stars in this league, and that's what makes it great. I mean, back in the day, you wouldn't have maybe many stars on the lower-level teams in the Mountain West, including, you know, a couple years ago, Wyoming had Hunter Maldonado. Now everybody's got one or two or even three or four, like a CSU and a Boise State. So just it's so balanced. It's so good. And I'm so glad these teams are all playing each other down the stretch here. It's going to make it even better.
Hey, and don't look now. San Jose State's off the snide. So they get their first win.
Gotta
love that. All right. So tiebreaker scenario. I was listening to Kevin Lytle of the Coloradoan today with Tanner this morning on NOCO Now. I still don't know that I have it written in front of me, Cody, and I still don't know that I understand. Okay, obviously, what if we have a four-way tie here, which is potential. This potentially could happen as far as losses go. Conference record is the first thing we're looking at. Then we're going head-to-head, obvious. After that's where it gets confusing to me.
Yeah, you might as well keep going because I'm beyond confused.
Yeah, okay, so I have it here. The record versus next best in the league, and then if somehow you went through the whole schedule with even head-to-heads, basically impossible, but I'm guessing it's kind of possible, then net ranking is the final tiebreaker. So I guess the third thing is what we need to be paying attention to, the record versus the next best in the league. So if there's a four-way tie, would that mean their record against UNLV? Is that what I'm to believe? Because if there's a four-way tie at the top, UNLV at this stage is fifth, and that would bode very badly for Colorado State.
So I'm wondering today, Brady, if the season ended right now and the schedule is what it is and the records are what they are, see, Wyoming and Boise State are obviously tied atop the Mountain West, but Wyoming has beat Colorado State. Boise State has lost to Colorado State. I wonder if that would vault the Cowboys right into first place.
That's what I'm thinking. You know what? Part of me let's just wait till it's over and then refresh and then see who's at the top. I'm listening to so many different fans and Cowboys fans and Rams fans. Like suddenly fans are scientists now, man. Like everybody's like, well, if this happens and if it's a full moon on this night, then of course the Rams will find a way to win.
Well, our math skills have not been that great because we haven't had to worry about these kind of scenarios in about 5 years. So.
I know, you're right. I mean, it's absolutely nuts. It's so much fun. We were looking at the NCAA rankings just on their website yesterday, and all of the teams we just mentioned, those four teams, are all like within a couple of spots of each other. Boise State, Wyoming, San Diego State, Colorado State, all within that like 30 to 35 range, which is just fascinating to me.
Yeah, well, and here come the Rebels up the backstretch, too, and the Cowboys have to travel to Thomas and Mack here in next week, and yeah, they don't look like they're very fun to play against either. So, man, it's tough, and I'm with you. I think we should wait because if we're having this conversation, say, Thursday after the border war, who knows?
Yeah,
who knows what we're looking at? CSU with five losses? I mean, you'd think they'd be toast, but who knows?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. For Colorado State, it felt like March Madness was just a foregone conclusion. But with three games left in the regular season for CSU, they're not a shoe-in at this stage. They can't fall on their face. Tomorrow is absolutely huge. You got to think if they find a way to beat Wyoming, then that's probably enough, regardless of what happens in the Mountain West tournament. But you never know. Talk to us about this one tomorrow. This is going to be an absolutely crazy environment. I'm going to be there as a fan. I think I mentioned to you last week. I'm so pumped up for this game. Last time out, I think we got all we bargained for. I mean, go to overtime. We got superstars fouling out through both controversial calls. I mean, that game had everything.
It was huge. Lender talked about it today. Just an absolute slugfest between two really good, really evenly matched teams. You know, it wasn't the prettiest defensive effort on either side. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun to watch. It was just a great college basketball game. And I think for the Cowboys, they know what they're getting out of Hunter Maldonado and Graham Ike. I'm writing the story right now. In their last two games, the 141 points scored by the Cowboys, just 50 of those have come from role players. In the win over Air Force on Saturday, Maldonado and EK accounted for 56 of 75 points. They need the role players to step up. They need Drake Jeffries is too good of a shooter. Xavier Dussel is too good of a shooter. Brendan Wenzel, Jeremiah Oden, the list goes on. They need to be better, and they need to be complementary of the big guys. So, you know, once again, with CSU and Wyoming, it's kind of pick your poison. Do you want Isaiah Stevens to go nuts, or do you want Roddy to go nuts? And then, of course, John Tonjay, who I think is an absolute X factor, you want him to go nuts. So somebody, I think we know who's going to be the guys tomorrow night, but I think we're going to have somebody step up. A Tonjay, a Xavier Dussel, one of those guys is going to hit a really big shot, and either the Cowboys stay atop the standings and sink the Rams, or the Rams are right back in it, and here we go down the stretch.
We got Cody Tucker on the program, a founder and publisher of 7220sports.com. So from what you've seen and reading between the lines with Coach Linder, what do you think is the key to slowing down David Roddy? Because I do wonder sometimes. I mean, against UNLV, he has struggled mightily. So obviously there's something on that tape that could maybe tell you something. But outside of those two games, I mean, he has been next to unstoppable.
Yeah, I tell you what, I texted with Ken DeWeese, the assistant coach at Wyoming, after the game, after the UNLV-CSU game, and I said, man, UNLV's lineup looks a lot like five Jeremiah Odins out there, meaning 6'8", really long, lengthy dudes. And UNLV doesn't have to double Roddy because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, the Cowboys need to start using their length a little bit. They like to put Maldonado on Roddy, which, of course, is a, you know, big weight difference. But it'd be an even bigger weight difference with Odin. But Odin has the length where maybe Roddy, it just makes his shot selections a little tougher, makes him have to go up a little higher. So I don't know if that's going to be the case, but it's something we kind of joked about. And he said, you know, DeWeese, to his credit, you know, talking to a dummy like me, said, you know what, you're not half wrong. So,
hey,
so maybe that's the key.
You get a bonus or something if that's the matchup they go with and it works, man. I mean, I'll be looking over at you tomorrow night.
There you go. Don't count on it. Don't make any bets.
Yeah. Oh, this would be fun, man. Okay, from your perspective, what do you think? Do the Wyoming Cowboys get the sweep of this one? Do the Rams get a game that they really, really need at this? I mean, both teams need this one. It's not must win, but certainly a need to win. How do you think this one unfolds tomorrow night?
It's huge, and I know this doesn't mean much, but Wyoming's 54-58 all time at Moby. They've played really well there. They're not worried about going there. The Cowboys played a really tough road schedule at Washington, at Grand Canyon. They've already been in Logan. You know, they've been in the pit, all that stuff. So I don't think they're worried about it. A lot of Wyoming fans will be there as well. They're really taking it as the next game approach and kind of, you know, killing the border war effect and killing the rivalry effect right now. You know, Brady, I wish I had a really good answer for you. I just think it's going to be a damn good college basketball game, and I just think it's going to come down to the wire. I think this is going to be a classic, and it might end up being the best border war we've ever seen in our lifetimes.
You know what? It's hard to disagree with you. Wouldn't be shocked if we see another overtime in our future. I mean, it could be crazy. Cody, my friend, love catching up with you. All things Mountain West. I don't know if we solved anything there, but that's the beauty of the game. We got games to watch, and we'll just go from there. It starts tonight. I mean, the kind of final stretch, and like we said, that San Diego State Boise State game is, to me, must see television tonight.
Yep, let them solve it on the court, and we'll just talk about it later.
Hey, sounds like a plan to me. All right, my friend. Well, maybe I'll see you. I'll be there, so maybe we'll see you around tomorrow night.
Yep, sounds great, Brady. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com does a great job. Love talking to him. He's a Wyoming Cowboy. He's covering all things Wyoming Cowboys. And boy, what a time it is to cover Wyoming, to cover this Mountain West Conference. Game of the night, for sure, is this big one between San Diego State and Boise State. 19 minutes after the hour, we got our On the Rocks Liquor Game Beer of the Week. This one from Tommy Knocker Brewing in Idaho Springs, Chocolate Milk Stout. Sounds pretty good for a day like this, right? With nice and cold. Pick up selections from Tommy Knocker or any of your favorite adult beverages. You can use the drive-thru. They're open until midnight every single night. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration On the Rocks. 20 minutes after the hour. Colorado State football. I didn't get into this much last week. The schedule came out in the middle of the week last week. Do you expect 6 wins? Do you expect a bowl season out of Jay Norvell and company with all the hype? Or is that too soon? Do you just want to, you know, this is a just kind of a let's see what you have kind of year? We'll talk about it next.
Unwind with a good afternoon guy, Brian Gary, weekdays at 3 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
25 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show. Thanks for being with us here. Rev Chiropractic, they've been fixing me up for the last year. My back pain is virtually gone now, thanks to the great folks at Rev Chiropractic. Dr. Tyler Terry and Dr. Haley Harada, they're located right off of Highway 34 in Greeley and 35th Ave. There's a, like in that shopping center, there's a Home Depot there. They deliver results with warmth and understanding. And listen, you'll go in first, you'll get your, you sit down, you talk to them, they'll tell you about, you know, what you're going to be experiencing. They'll give you your x-ray. So they can really dig in and see what the source of your pain is, and then that's where they go with the plan. You know, it's not, hey, one crack fits all. Like, that's sometimes that works for people, but not for the long term. That's Rev Chiropractic. If you're tired of hurting, you're buzzing around right now, your back's killing you, your spine, your arms, your shoulders, what have you, see my friends at Rev Chiropractic. They'll help you out. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day is up at thewholeshow.com. Do you expect 6 wins from Colorado State? Now, that's tough because we don't know anything about this group. I mean, we signing day looks exciting. You know, you saw some fun wide receivers, a lot of wide receivers. You get a quarterback, a couple of different quarterbacks that's coming in here. Trust me, it's exciting, but right now we are going off of pure hype. Not really like, oh, well, let's look at the quarterback situation. Like, what's the defense going to be like? We know what Steve Adazio's team was like. This was a team that was pretty much tough on defense. They had a pretty good defense. Certainly fell down the line. You know, they weren't as good. That defensive line was touted as being big time. And again, they were good toward the end of the season. All hell broke loose for CSU. Offensively, was Trey McBride, pretty much, although except in the red zone. So what do we know about this team right now that leads you to believe that they could be good enough for 6 wins? Well, you like the coaching staff. You like the air raid stuff. Is that good enough to win? Is that going to be, you know, just as advertised, something that's going to win? Now, Clay Millen is the redshirt freshman coming in that, you know, with the transfer that was supposed to be the guy that replaced their stud in Nevada, right? So Carson Strong, is this the guy that can do that? And that was the idea, right? So based on what we believe with that, the quarterback position, seems like you're going to have a guy. Now, he can move, but a guy that can get the ball down the field. You know, when Todd Senteo was a pure running quarterback. I mean, he had his occasional glimpses of being able to get the ball down the field, but not very often. Heck of an athlete, but not really a complete quarterback. It seems like Clay Millen might fit that role. 6'3", 190 pounds, like I said, is mobile and has a good arm. But again, that what are we basing everything on? You know, you're getting, what running backs are you getting back as far as that goes? I mean, what's your wide receiver core look like? You know, certainly tight ends and, you know, are you getting David Bailey, Ajon Vivens? Like, how many of these guys are going to be able to make a quick impact for CSU early next season when you look at the schedule? That's the big thing. Obviously, they have some work to do at the tight end position, replacing Trey McBride. The wide receiver core is Dante Wright, EJ Scott, and Justice McCoy moving back to the full-time wide receiver position. I'm asking you to make a prediction based on a complete changeover. All right, they're not beating Michigan. I don't care who they are. They're not going to beat Michigan. Harbaugh's paid what's that contract like? It's freaking nuts, man, to stay in Michigan. So he's not going to lose first game of the season to Colorado State. Then you have the Rams going up against Middle Tennessee. Well, just comparison as far as where we're at in the conferences and D1 and all that stuff. Yeah, CSU should win that game. So odds are you start 1-1 because that's at home too. Washington State's a toughie. That's an interesting one. Not a great. What was their record last year? Not a great Pac-12 team. Sacramento State, that's a Big Sky Conference team. Should win that. So if you're betting man, I'd say, yeah, probably two wins in that first four, 2-2. You go to Nevada. Whew, that's going to be an interesting one. I think Nevada has been absolutely stripped. So I would say CSU gets that one. Okay, now you're sitting at 3-1 or 3-2. Utah State's probably a loss. Home against Hawaii. Okay, if it was on the road, I'd think differently. So you're sitting at 4-3 now. At Boise State, 4-4. At San Jose State, oof, that could be tough. I mean, can you get six wins? Are there six wins on this? New Mexico, San Jose State. Oof. I mean, it's going to be tight, folks. I'm not so sure that six wins is that. I mean, five wins feels more realistic, but do you expect them to win six? Would it be a disappointment if all this hype leads to four or five wins? Or do you think, you know, are you looking at this realistically saying, hey, it's going to take time? You can't flat out go at this and say that, hey, it's going to be changed overnight. I'll be curious. I'll be curious to see how this one goes down. Some of the comments here. Let's read them. I know we got a break here soon. Yes. Jay Norvell said a New Year's Bowl was the expectation here. There are 40 bowl games. The answer to this question is always yes. Let's see. Not a great discussion at all. What are you talking about? I'd rather Brady talk cover the walk-on tryouts, LOL. I'm sure there are some characters that show up. It would be awesome. Two words, semi-pro, like the greatest Will Ferrell movie. That would be fun. That would be fun. Could we get the Outlaws of Moby to try out? That would be great. I think this is an okay discussion. You know, what are your realistic expectations for CSU football? I think it's kind of crazy that you would expect six wins, to be honest. I think you guys are like, I think you're drinking too much Kool-Aid. That's crazy. I'm not with you guys on this one. I don't think the expectations should be. 32 minutes after the hour. Let's get a quick break. We're going to catch up with Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. The Bears get a beautiful win last night, making it two in a row. We'll get to Jerry next. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, Nugget fans. This is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Wow. A lot of people do not like that question. I didn't think that was like a, I'll be honest, I didn't think that was an offensive type question. Do you expect Colorado State to win six games next year? Jerry Schimmel joining me now. Jerry, the Hooligans are feisty today. They are getting after me. They're not crazy about the question. I mean, I think that's a reasonable ask with a brand new coaching staff in Colorado State. Do you expect a bowl game next year? Did we lose Jerry? Think we lost him. Let's grab him. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. But we talk a little bit of everything with Jerry when he's on with us. So let's see if we can get him back on the show. He must be driving through a cave or something. I got one texter that's like, whole show poll question. What's your favorite color? Okay, come on. That's a little bit more detailed than that. My goodness. Hooligans sometimes, man. You just ask a question, and it's attacked. I think you're crazy if your expectations are six wins next year. I'm sorry. But B-Rad said he didn't like your question either. Jerry, we got you, Jerry?
Yes, I'm here now.
Jerry, what are you doing, driving in caves or something, man, with that no-cell service?
No way, man. It's all Jaden's fault. I point finger at him.
Everything I screw up, you know, I do it often. I always blame Jaden. So, I mean, poor kid's only been here for like 5 weeks, and he screwed up more than any producer ever.
Well, you know what? Maybe you should make a change. There's, you know, personnel move coming up.
I would never do that. Jaden is the guy. Hey, Jerry, I was asking you this, man. I'm getting roasted today. You tell me if you think this is a terrible question to ask. Our poll question today is, Do you expect the Rams to go to a bowl game next year? And my goodness, it's as if I asked if you want to murder somebody today. People are like freaking out about it.
I think it's a fair question.
Right?
Why wouldn't it be?
I think that most Rams fans are saying duh, basically. Like, this is an obvious question. But I don't, or an answer. I don't think it's so obvious. I think you're going to be sadly disappointed if your expectations are 6 wins with this brand new system.
So most of the fans think that they're definitely going to a bowl game. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, based on how many years of not going, and I mean, I bet you I could ask some of these listeners right now if they know 8 players on the roster right now that are going to be starters, because these are all new faces.
Right. Well, it's kind of promising that everybody's optimistic about the season. I guess that's a good thing. But you know what you should do is have them talk to my son, who's a CSU grad, who's really down on the program right now, and he would say, no, they're not going to bowl game. But, no, I'm glad that everybody's pleasantly optimistic about it, but I would have my doubts. I mean, if they can be maybe a 500 team, that I think it'd be a heck of an accomplishment after what's happened the last couple of years up there. So, no, I don't think it's a given that they're going to make a bowl game. Would I like them to? Absolutely. Big CSU fan, but that might be a little doubtful in my mind.
Yeah, no, I think it's very interesting that I mean, looking at all these responses, and it's crazy. I mean, I'm hyped up. I'm ready for this team just as much as the next guy. But I do think it's going to take more, you know, at least a year. And again, they could surprise me. That schedule's interesting. But that'll be fun to see for sure. How about last night though? Let's jump over to this. The UNC Bears getting this was a nice one to see, especially after losing to Idaho State a few days ago. They've been going at it though, game after game after game. This was a nice one for them to grab.
It was a grinded out victory is what it was. I think last night it wasn't pretty. It was a little bit ugly at times, but you know what? They persevered, they sustained, and they got that win. Got up by 16 points late in the ball game, and Idaho State hit a bunch of shots late. And they're not a good shooting team, but they were banking 3-pointers in and kind of keeping themselves in the game. But UNC did all the things, Brady, that they needed to do to win a game like that at home when they weren't playing their best. The ball wasn't always falling like we're used to the last couple of weeks. And they just they found a way to sustain, get that done, and get a nice victory last night.
Yeah, no question about it. You know what was nice? And I think Bodie, I was listening to Tanner a bit. I think Bodie Hume sometimes, if he's not filling the point total, those are the expectations of him, I guess. But, man, he can affect the game in so many ways. I'm looking at the Weber State game where he had 15 boards and he had some key blocks in that game late. But it was nice for those fans that just want to look at the point totals to see him jump into the 20s. I think we lost Jerry again. I think we did. Wow. We lost him. Let's see if we can get him back up on the line. We got a few minutes left we can get to. B-Rad says he didn't like your question either. Noob says, I like the color one. I like blue. Brings out my eyes. I would rather have hype going into a season instead of, hey, look, there's football being played in Fort Collins. Right. I don't think there's anything that crazy about this question, guys. My goodness. I think sometimes we trigger people. Because you guys are like, oh, obviously we're going to win 6 games. That's an obvious one. Well, based on what? Like, give me 5 reasons. Oh, well, new coach. Okay. new quarterback. High flying. All right, it's great on paper, but is that going to take hold this year? We always say it takes a coach 2 or 3 years to get it going, so that'll be interesting. Okay, we have Jerry back on. Jerry, I was just talking about Bodie. Bodie Hume, you know, I think the expectations are always for him to get in the 20s, and if he doesn't, it's a bad game. But he affects the game in so many different ways. However, it was nice to see him get 20 points last night.
Yeah, no question about it. He had a great game last night, especially Brady, after what he did at Idaho State, where I think he had 2 points and 2 rebounds and 27 minutes or something. Complete non-factor. But he's so athletic that he can affect the game, like you said, in so many. He had a couple block shots that were beautiful. He had baseline-to-baseline dunks that went coast-to-coast with him, hit some threes. So when he gets going early, man, it just makes a big difference. I think when he doesn't get going early, they stop going to him, he gets down on himself a little bit, and then he has one of those games. But last night was certainly not the case. He was the biggest key to victory.
Yeah, no question. And it will be fun to talk to him in the second hour today. He'll be popping on, so always great to catch up with Bodie. Well, now we're getting down to it, Jerry. 4 regular season games to go. all very interesting. Now, games that a couple of games they should win. You got Eastern Washington that's on the heels of everybody, and the goal is to get top five first. And I know the Bears, there's a chance they could still win the regular season title. A few things need to happen, but first things first, they got to stay in that top five so they can get the first round bye. They're almost there, but they probably need another win at least to lock this thing up.
Yep, that's the way I look at it too, Brady, exactly. Probably one more win, two obviously would take care of it, but they're sitting in a good spot right now to be in that top five. It really helped that Eastern Washington got beat over the weekend. That was a little bit unexpected. That's a good team, by the way. That's going to be a battle on Thursday. No question. That's a really good young team, so that'll be a lot of fun. But you're right. They need to win one, at least one more game to ensure themselves that first-round bye, and that's what you're looking at. A regular season Big Sky Championship would be wonderful. It'd be for bragging rights, but we all know what it comes down to. It's that tournament. You got to win three games to go to the dance, and then you get the prize. So I think that's what they're looking at. And I think what they're really concerned about now, Brady, is this fatigue factor. They play in so many games. They played the fewest games of any team in the conference, which means they got to catch up now and play some extra games, and including last night. So fatigue, you could see it last night early in the game. I mean, Kurjankuch has to come out after about 4 minutes of that first half. So hopefully they can get through this mentally and physically and be ready for that tournament. But that first round bye would be gigantic for this team.
Yeah, that's what's tough, right, Jerry? You want to push to get that first round bye, but
yep.
Because of the way the games are scheduled, I mean, you got one on the 24th, the 26th, the 3rd, and the 5th. They're all so close together. You want to be careful here. You don't want to push so hard because you're getting in the tournament no matter what. You need to be playing your best basketball in that tournament. So this will be a fine line to walk for Steve Smiley and his coaching staff, I think.
Yep, it sure is. And you could see it last night, too, Brady. You saw him substitute early. That rotation was different looking last night. He went to his bench early to give the guys a breather because of that fatigue factor. I mean, they're basically playing an NBA schedule right now. They're playing three games a week on the average, and college kids aren't used to that. They just are not. Their bodies and their minds are not used to playing that often and expending that much energy. And then when you're on the road and you play three games a week, you got to travel, you got to get on a charter, or not a charter, but a commercial plane, unlike the NBA where you charter, and it's a lot easier on your body. So, yeah, they got to work through it. They got limit practice time. Maybe change that rotation a bit in these last four games and hopefully be rested and ready to go when that tournament starts.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to be fun finish. Those last two games, I look at it, though, Montana State. And again, there is a roundabout way where the Bears, I suppose, could still win the regular season title. They need some things to happen. Beating Montana and Montana State certainly would help it. If they can take care of business against Eastern Washington and Idaho. But yep. There's a shot. They're both on the road, though, so that's going to be tough.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, and I think it's going to be really interesting with that Montana State game especially, because that's the team that's leading the conference right now. Theoretically, there's a chance that the Bears could meet to Montana State for the regular season championship in that game next week. So the things have to fall into place the right way, but it's not outside the realm of possibility. So that would be a lot of fun to have one regular season game it comes down to win the regular season. And then obviously the team that wins that game would have tremendous momentum going into the tournament.
Yeah, Montana State, they still have to go to Montana, and they've got Southern Utah on the 1st of March. So,
yeah.
If they can lose one of those games, because of what the Bears did earlier against them, could get a tiebreaker. So you're right, Jerry. Boy, wouldn't that be something if the final game of the season comes down to it like that?
Yeah, it would be. And like I said, it's certainly not the realm of possibilities. I've looked at the schedule yesterday, and I'm thinking, man, this has a chance to happen. I mean, it has to fall the right way, and the Bears have to play well, and Montana State's going to lose another game here before then. But it could come down to that, which would be a lot of fun. And again, you want to make sure you're looking to the tournament, the Big Sky tournament, to get into the big dance, not necessarily winning that. So you don't want to expend all your energy winning the regular season and then have nothing left for the tournament. But I think Steve Smiley has figured all that out. He's got contingency plans for everything that's going to happen, and I think they'll be in good shape come that second week in March in Boise.
Jerry, always appreciate your insight, man. Love listening to you. It's been fun to follow this team. Hopefully they can kind of round it out. There's been some inconsistencies, but winning these last two games, maybe that shows us that this team's kind of trying to put it all together right before the Big Sky Conference tournament. Always love it, my friend. We'll be tuning in when they get set to take on Eastern Washington.
Sounds good, Brady. Thanks for having me on today.
All right, man. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. And UNC going right back at it against Eastern Washington on Thursday. So not a whole lot of time off in between for the Bears. 12:49 the time. We'll take a short break. Do want to thank Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies, now Greeley's hometown orthopedic group. They've got places all over the Front Range, now in Greeley. For over 51 years, they've been specialists in the medicine of motion. They have 6 medical campuses now, and they're providing care along the Front Range, and they're proud to be Greeley's hometown orthopedic group as well. Go to orthohealth.com and check them out online. 12:50 the time. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up hour number one, see if we could squeeze in the latest on the Major League Baseball lockout. Where are we at this point? We'll talk about it next.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard, weekdays at 2. I'm 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. It's what we call a four interview Tuesday, Jay Dean. It's exciting, man. We had a great discussion with Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. Great stuff from Jerry Schimmel. As always, we're going to get Bodie Hume on the show in about 5 minutes after a beautiful game by him for the Bears last night. And then we're going to get Mike Brohard on with CSURams.com. We'll see if he thinks the question is crazy. Rams fans have spoken. You guys are in. You are saying, I'm Ram Nation. Love my friends at Ram Nation. They put out one hell of a network for Rams fans. But on there, and that's where the like diehard Rams fans go, seriously. Although there's randomly Wyoming fans in there now, I'm seeing too. Go there and you can have some fun debates. Some very fun debates. But according to those boys and girls, they're saying, dude, why you even ask that question? Of course they're winning 6 games. Of course they're going to a bowl game. I mean, okay. You guys are saying it's obvious. Some of you guys really want me to talk about this tryout thing, too. So CSU football's opening up tryouts. Walk-on tryouts. But you got to be going to CSU. So, Jaden, would you transfer over to CSU just so you could try out? No? You don't think so? Hey, if I were still going to school and if I were going to CSU and I was faster, stronger, bigger, better at football, had a better tolerance to pain, then I would probably give it a shot. But I need all of those things to work in my favor. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. When we come back, we're going to talk to Bodie Hume. Had a monster game last night. Great for him. Good for this Bears team, too. Followed up that Weber State victory, that rare road win against Weber State, with a nice win against Idaho State. 4 games left. Still a lot to decide. Bodie Hume coming up next.